This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we love to bring on a special guest every now and then. And right now, we're very excited to have on the talented wide receiver for the Dallas Cowboys, the great Dez Bryant. How you doing, Dez?
I'm doing good. How about y'all? How y'all doing?
Hey, man, we're doing really good. We appreciate you taking the time. We love any opportunity we get to have you on the show. And we want to dive right in. You know, there's a lot of Dez Bryant talk out there, and, you know, you've done a really good job. There's chatter out there happening all over the place, yet you somehow are able to resist jumping in the mix or commenting on everything out there. How do you approach all the chatter that you hear out there about Dez Bryant?
Well, first and foremost, hey, I got to keep working, you know. I got to keep on grinding. And at the end of the day, you know, I know what's going on. You know, a lot of people just running their mouth, you know, and I can't fall into that. I won't fall into that because I know who I am.
That's good, Dez. And as you kind of approach, you know, your off-season plans, I would imagine a big part of that is going to be trying to figure out ways to continue to connect with Dak. Is that something you've already begun, or do you guys have a plan for that?
Oh, of course. You know, me and Dak, we've been texting here and there, you know, trying to, you know, see the appropriate time, you know, where we can get together because, you know, it's things that he have to do. It's things that I have to do. I'm saying it's to get the body right, to get the mind right. And, you know, me and him, we're going to do that. We have to do that because we've got to be great.
You know, it's funny. We, you know, when Skin and I started having a little bit more success, we'd hear people talk about our show or write about it on a blog. And a lot of times it would be totally incorrect. And we kind of got an idea of what it must be like to be a pro athlete. But we've never had our money out there. We've never had people talking about how much money we make and our contract. And I know that's got to be challenging for you for stuff like that. And, you know, a lot of times the conversation about Dez Bryant this offseason has been about, all right, it's got to be a renegotiation. He's got to change his contract. Would he be willing to take a pay cut? Those types of things. So have the Cowboys contacted you and your agents about possibly taking a pay cut?
You know, I haven't heard a word. I haven't heard a word from anybody. I'm not. I've just been getting myself together. I've been getting my brain together. You know, I've been controlling the things that I can control.
You know, and as part of that, though, Dez, I mean, I know, you know, Mike Fisher, our buddies, talked to you a bunch, and Jane Slater's had some really good reports. Is it something that you've talked about with your agent at all about what the future may be in those sort of terms?
I have yet to talk to my agent about anything.
Awesome. Well, you know, we think of you as a Dallas Cowboy forever, and we can't even picture you playing in another uniform. It makes you dizzy. It's something we can't even focus on. So I want to ask you, can you even imagine the idea of wearing the eights in another uniform?
Nah, man. Hell no. You know, you know, it don't seem right. You know, it wouldn't be right, you know.
It doesn't seem right, obviously, for Cowboys fans as well, but this is a quote-unquote business. What does it mean to you to play for the Dallas Cowboys, play in the city of Dallas, and have the star on your helmet?
Man, honestly, man, it means everything to me. It means everything. You know, I do want to bring this city, you know, a championship. You know, we ain't had one, you know, since the 90s, you know, and it really is about that time, you know, and that's the way my mind is, you know, and, you know, we haven't done it, and I want to be a part of that, you know, because I do believe that it can happen. And, you know, we'll just have to see, you know. Like I said, I'm still working. I'm still grinding. I feel like I'm grinding more than I ever. You know, it's because of me, not because of nobody else. It's something that I want to do, something that I feel like I have to do. I let a lot of things get in the way that shouldn't have never got in the way, you know. I'm ready to make my mark. I don't care about what nobody's talking about. I can care less. You know, everybody ain't with Dez Bryant. They can kiss my ass. Because I'm here. You know, I'm no longer here to please the soul. I feel like I've been pushed to the edge. And I feel like I'm help push it to the edge. You know, I got to get it. You know, a lot of plays was left on that field, you know, because of me. me allowing my brain to be somewhere it shouldn't be. I should have been focused on football and straight football. And I promise, you know, that's what I'm going to do from here on out, regardless of whatever situation that I'm in. This is my job. That's what I love to do. That's all I want to do. That's all I care about. I can care less about anybody's thoughts or anything. I don't care about what nobody say. I promise you, nobody will never get in the way of me again. They'll never get in the way. I promise.
That's awesome. We're talking to Dez Bryant on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. You're talking about how you let some things get in the way that never should have gotten in the way, and sounds like maybe some of that is chatter, hearing people talk. What are some of the things that got in the way?
You know, it's just, you know, I'm just saying, you know, I'm a guy that makes sacrifices, you know, and I feel like it's the better whatever situation, you know, that I'm in. You know, all the love that I have, you know, for Dallas, you know, just to hear, you know, a lot of these fans, they don't understand. You know, I get on that field, I be banged up sometimes. But, you know, I just feel like, hey, I'm running off for the fans. They want me out there, so I'm going to be out there. And, you know, when I'm not able to perform at the level that I know that I can, it bothers me. And I told myself, I'm going to get myself A1. I'm going to get myself right. I won't touch that field unless I'm right. Because when I touch that field, look, I don't really want to talk that much. I ain't even, you know, I don't even want to sound like hype. I just want to grind. I just want to work. That's all I want to do. Because I promise you, I'm going to shut a lot of people up. I almost cuss. I am.
We got your back on this, Dez. If you cuss, we'll dump it. We're talking to Dez Bryant here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. And listening to what you just said and knowing some of the chatter over the last several years, is it safe to say that you have been physically compromised the last couple seasons with injuries?
Hey, you know, I don't even want it to sound like an excuse, but it is the truth, you know?
Sure.
And it's like one thing that I know, Jim Meyer tell you, I hate going in that training room. I don't like going in that training room, especially when I needed to be in that training room. But this time around, I want to take care of my body. Mm-hmm. I want to get it all the way right. I want it to be right. I promise you, I ain't have nobody questioning me again. Like, this is what I love. I accept everything that's coming my way right now. That's okay. That's fine. I just want to work. That's all I want to do. I want to work. I want to stay out of the way. I want to control what I can control, and I want my respect. That's it.
So, obviously, your players in your locker room respect you tremendously, and let's just say, hypothetically, the Cowboys were to draft a young wide receiver, or let's just say it's even Switzer or somebody. A young receiver came up to you, and they said, hey, Dez, talk to me. Should I play through injuries? What would your advice be to a young player in the NFL about playing through injuries?
I tell them to get their body right. I tell them that's a mistake. I would tell them that's a mistake that I made. I tell them to get their body right. Keep it healthy. That's the number one goal. It should be the number one goal. You know, sometimes, you know, you got to make those sacrifices. You know, it's hard. You know, you want to be out there on that field. You want to make plays. You want to be out there with your teammates. But you can't compromise your body. That's what I tell them.
Dez, when you guys have, you know, game film watching sessions there at the Star, what goes through your mind when you're watching your performance this past season?
You know, I felt like I ran damn good. You know, there's a lot of guys who just, you know, run their mouth. They just look at the, you know, they look at the stats. That's fine, man. They need to understand this game is more than a stat. It's more than that. Like I said, you know, I felt like I ran good. You know, I feel like you know, at the beginning of the year, you know, I did. I ran good. And then, you know, like I said, as the year got on, a lot of things got in the way that I shouldn't have allowed to get in the way. But, you know, like I said, I'm not trying to make any excuses because it's none because I accept everything. I dropped passes that I shouldn't have dropped. Too much clutter in the way. But, you know, it's like sometimes you got to go through these things to, you know, to get back on the right track.
Yep. We're talking to Dez Bryant on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. You know, when Tony Romo called a couple of your games on TV as a broadcaster, obviously yeah. You're playing the game, so you don't get to hear him. Did you go back and watch those games or get to hear any of the things Tony said?
You know, honestly, you know, I did not. I did not. I didn't go back and watch any of the games. I feel like, with everything that was going on, no, I didn't do that. You know, I didn't
sure.
watch none of the games. You know, that's probably the first time I ever done that. You know, in my career, you know, like I said, man, a lot of these people who chitter and who chat, they don't know what's going on, you know, with somebody that's playing this sport. You know, like I said, a lot of things went on that I wish it never went on, so I could focus. You know.
Mm-hmm.
What? You know,
and
you know, it's a lot of noise. I'm outside walking.
No, it's all good. The reason I ask you about that, Dez, is because, you know, obviously Tony has immense respect for you. And during one of the broadcasts, he just talked about the challenge of getting chemistry with a young quarterback. And he said when he watches you and Dak together, and I'm paraphrasing here, but he was basically saying, sometimes you look at Dez and he may not look open, but he is. If you throw the ball in the exact right place, it's almost impossible to stop. And he was just talking about hitting you with back shoulder, pinpoint accuracy and those types of things, which is hard for a young quarterback if he's really trying not to throw an interception to say, okay, he might look covered, but he's not really covered. So hearing me kind of paraphrase that, do you think that's an accurate assessment, as sometimes you might look like you're not open, but if you put the ball in the right place, it's hard to stop?
Well, you know, yeah, of course. Yeah, I agree with that. You know, but at the same time, you know, I want people to know, man, me and Dak, we 100% fine. You know, everything is not going to be perfect. Life is not perfect. You know, it's up to us, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to make this situation right. Our respect for one another is amazing. Like, me and this guy's real friends. Like, I care about this dude, and I know he care about me. You know, and it's you know, we're going to keep it pushing. We're going to keep it moving. You know, like I said before, you know, when the click is going to click, you know, he's coming into his third year. I'm going to my ninth year. I guarantee you, man, he got a big chip on his shoulder just like I do. You know, he want to win just as much as I want to win. He want to get this right just as much as I want to get it right. You know, it's a process. You got to let it build.
Talking to Dez Bryant here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. What do you think this team needs more than anything to do what you guys want to do?
Shit, we need a Super Bowl. That's what we need.
Like, if
you know, and we got to start square one, you know. We got to get right. And, you know, it starts with every single soul, you know, in that organization. You know, I really didn't want to do this show because I just don't really want to talk. I just want to work.
Right.
I really just been focusing on the small things, you know, getting my body right, getting my mind right. You know, like that's what I want to do. But it starts with everybody in the organization. Like, communication got to be real, you know. It got to be real. Respect got to be real, you know. And, you know, I'm going to leave it at that.
Right. And we appreciate you jumping on with us. You haven't said anything that I don't think anybody could misconstrue or take wrong or anything that's negative in any way. So, you know, we greatly appreciate that. You know, one of the things we try to figure out is the offense kind of stalled a little bit without Zeke this year, and we were trying to figure out is the teams, did they take away the rollouts and the bootlegs, or did they know what you guys were running before you ran it? Did things get to where defenses had you guys figured out at times? Have you been able to, you know, not asking you to point fingers in any way, but and when you think about it, kind of how the offense bogged down, do you have any theories on what happened?
You know, teams just played better than us, point blank period. You know, they played better than us. We're a hell of a football team, you know. But, you know, when it was crunch time, they just played better than us. There ain't no other way around it.
You know, Dez, there's been a million, you know, talking heads talking about the Cowboys' offense needs to be more expansive. And you guys were with the same offense, 13-3 one year, and in the next year, you know, you guys stalled a little bit. Would you like to see the quote-unquote playbook opened up, or would you like to be utilized in a different way, or are you happy with your role?
Oh, you know, man, of course, you know, new opportunities will always be great. You know, I leave that up to, you know, to the coaches, you know, that's their job to put us in the best positions, you know, and, you know, I believe that, you know, it's like I said, it's communication and respect, that's something that we all going to figure out. And I know that's for a fact we're going to figure out, because at the end of the day, you know, we all want the same thing. We all want, you know, that's the win of Super Bowl for Dallas. And that's the only thing that matters.
You know, obviously, you talked about how, you know, not you want to let your play do the talking, and you're making no excuses for anything that's happened, which we respect, obviously. But in terms of the, you know, obviously you decided, hey, you know what? I do want to speak. I do want to say something. I do want to let people know what's on my mind. What is the thing that brought you to that point where you're like, you know what? I don't think that got you there.
you know, what I stand for, the sacrifices that I done made, you know, like all of that. Like, I really give a damn about Dallas. I really give a damn about the Dallas Cowboys. And I feel like, you know, when I see certain things, I'm like, man, hold on, man. You know, like, I ain't asking for no, you know, for no pats on my back or anything like that. You know, but at the same time, let's not forget. You know, like, let's never forget. And, like, a lot of change that goes on, I feel like, hey, man, you know, it's the attitude. It's the attitude that it's the contagiousness. I mean, it's being that raw voice, not just football. It's more than football. It's you know, when guys out there on that field, you know, watching you, you know, you showing guys, you know, this is how it's supposed to be done. This is the type of attitude that you're supposed to have. You know, the glitz and glamour, that's going to come. You know, it's going to come. You can't, you know, and, you know, that's my attitude. I feel like that plays a big factor in, you know, winning ball games and, you know, being the best at, you know, what you do. You know, and, you know, at the same time, I just feel like, you know, yeah, I take heat. And I'm not saying that I don't deserve something. I'm not saying that I don't deserve it. But at the same time, hey, man, I've been grinding. I've been on that field hurt. I got scars. I got bruises on me just because how much I love the game and how much I want to see the Dallas Cowboys win. So it's like, you know, I want these people to understand that, you know, from Monday to Sunday, it's a real grind. You know, on Mondays, it's times to where you feel like you can't even play on Sundays. That's real. That's real. You got to get your mind right. You got to get that body right to go out here and do that. And I feel like a lot of these fans forget that. You know, it's real out here. Ain't nothing phony out here. They see the money. Yeah, it's all good, but we don't think about that. Shit, we just want to win. That's it. And we want to, you know, be in the best position to win.
Man, Dez, we're talking to Dez Bryant on the Ben and Skin Show. I'm sitting here listening to you, and I'm grinding my teeth and balling up my fist. You're such an intense guy. I got to know, you got to find some time to unwind and relax. What do you do? What do you do when, like, you know, you've invested all this, you feel it, you're passionate about it, you're like, you know what, I need to disconnect for a minute. What do you do?
I feel like that's what I've done. I feel like what I've done was I separated, you know, a lot of things that I just cannot control, but I can control every bit of my actions. And I just want to grind. You know, I'm able to see my daughter smile, see my son smile. That's the only thing that I care about. That's what keeps me grinding. I'm going to keep on working. That's all I want to do. I feel like I'm just going to work harder than I ever worked. That's how I feel. You know, that's my mind. You know, I don't want to say too much about it. I don't want to film it. I don't want to show the world. I feel like I don't have to do that. It ain't for show. I just want to go to work. I don't want to hear anything. Of course, things are going to be said, but if I can, I'm just separating myself from all the noise. I just want to dig deep. That's all I want to do. I want to dig deep and just find it. I feel like I've been pushed to that edge. That's how I feel. I feel like I've been pushed to the edge, and I want to get after it. That's all I want to do, and I want to place myself in the best situation possible. And there's only one person can do that, and that's me. That's me.
That's a great perspective.
Nobody else can say.
That's a great perspective. Put in the work. You know, don't try to – I mean, and if I was to guess at kind of some of the stuff you're saying to fill in the blanks, and you know, feel free to answer or not answer, but it kind of feels like you're saying, hey, you know, we sacrifice a lot to do this. A lot of times we play hurt, and then we get people judging our game as if we're 100% healthy, but we're trying to play hurt. And so we go out and try to show the younger players, hey, we're playing hurt. This is the right attitude to take to the field, to be a warrior, to compete. And then all of a sudden you start hearing a bunch of chatter about taking a pay cut. Is that is that what kind of what we're talking about?
Well, in a sense we wasn't, but since you put it that way, you know, I can shed a little light on it. You know, yeah, I just think it's crazy. You know, I'm be straight up honest. I think everything I got, I deserved it. Everything I got. You know, and I can get into way more details with that, but I'll leave that up to, you know, when it's time for me to sit down and talk with the Joneses or whatever, whenever that is, you know. But, hey, you know, people going to feel what they want to feel. They're going to say what they want to say. But at the end of the day, you know, their opinions really doesn't matter. You know, it's whenever us and Mr. Jones and Mr. Stephen Jones, you know, that's for us to discuss whenever we sit down and talk.
Okay, Dez, so I know I love everything you're saying here. You're giving us some incredibly real insight and perspective. We're talking to Dez Bryant on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. If the you know, at some point, you just mentioned it, you will be sitting down with the Joneses. And, you know, I highly value what Mike Fisher says about you and what Jane Slater say about you, because I know
that
you got a great respect for those people. And earlier this week, Jane said that, you know, you realize a lot of football players have to do restructurings and different things with their contract. You mentioned you're going to be sitting down with the Joneses. Do I hear you saying that you would be willing to do a restructuring or do a pay cut to stay with the Cowboys if you feel like you're still getting what you deserve?
You guess what?
Do you feel like you would be willing to take any kind of a pay cut if it's still within the realm of, hey, you know what, this still respects me and what I put out on the field?
Like I said, that's a discussion for me, you know, for myself and my agent and Mr. Jones and the Joneses. You know, the Dallas Cowboys.
Absolutely.
So, man, you before we let you go, you mentioned today that you were getting a crazy workout in. I mean, you worked out. You said, I'll call you after the workout, and that was like a two-hour workout. So what are your days like? What type of work are you putting in? Tell us what a day in the life of Dez Bryant's like right now.
So for a whole month, I'm going to give you all this, and that's it. For a whole month, I'm just focusing on the body, just getting the mind right, you know, getting building the little muscles. You know, I got a plan for that. I've been trying to, you know, stick to that one, you know, because it's tough. And, you know, then the next month, you know, that's whenever I'm going to start running, you know, running routes and doing all that, you know, doing all that great stuff. You know, I got people in place for that, you know. And like I said, I've been taking this thing one day at a time, staying focused, doing the things that I need to do to get my mind right, because, you know, when training camp come around, I have to be. It's not a thought. I don't want to think about anything. I just want to react to everything that I know. That's it. You know, I just, you know, like I said, I'm back at it. I feel like I'm pushed to the edge. That's how I feel. You know, like, again, I didn't want to come on this show. I didn't want to explain any of this, but I just felt like, you know, I had to. You know, just because I just feel like it's just a whole bunch of stupid shit being said, you know, a lot of dumb stuff. And, you know, like I said, at the end of the day, I just want to win. I want to win. I want to play football. I want to wear the star, you know. I want to be a part of that Super Bowl because I feel like it can happen, you know. And, you know, whatever happens, happens. I'm ready for it. And my body going to be ready for it. My mind going to be ready for it. Like I sit there and say, I'm just ready. You know, I'm ready to get myself back right, and that's what I've been doing.
Love it. To me, it sounds like we need to go ahead and call Madden and let him know to set your setting on about 96, your rating.
Hey, you know what? I'm just going to allow that to build. I'm going to let it build.
Hey, man, we greatly appreciate you taking the time. We know how busy you are. We know you're putting in a heck of a lot of work, and we know some of this stuff's tough to come talk about, but I know Cowboy fans,
man,
they love you.
It's not tough at all, man. It's life. It's life, and sometimes, you know, you got to face those things to see better things. And sometimes, you know, when you get out of a deep hole, it's always better than what it was before. That's what I do know.
Man, that's I have a tremendous amount of respect for that mindset, man. And you're a fully grown man, man. You've come a long way, as we all do along the journey. But that's incredible perspective. Thanks so much for taking the time to jump on with us.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. There he goes. 88. Yeah. Dez Bryant.
Awesome, man.
Wow.
God, that was intense.
Yeah.
I felt terrible asking him that question, but
it had to be asked, right?
Yeah. And especially asking that very convoluted, long, awkward way.
Well, we were,
trying to be respectful,
yes,
but,
yes,
you know.
Yes. And
I knew he was feeling it, and it was intense.
But. Yeah. No doubt, man. And, thank you very much to Dez Bryant for calling in and being a part of that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.